The Steffes Group, leaders in auction activity with the finest and most auctions of land and the equipment to farm it for over 60 years. Here's some Stutzman County land for you, 10 miles south of Carrington, a picturesque 576 acres, and near Foxholm, Minnesota, a quarter of great farmland. But hurry, these close Thursday afternoon. Closing Monday, a timed online auction of farm machinery at various locations across west central Minnesota. Check out the list and get those year-end deals at steffesgroup.com. Welcome back to Farm Talk, coming to you from Prairie Grains Conference, Alaris Center, Grand Forks. Last year it was virtual only. This year it's face-to-face, and let me tell you, it's good. It's great. Our reports brought to you by the North Dakota Wheat Commission and the North Dakota Grain Growers. The Executive Director of the North Dakota Grain Growers, Dan Wagsland. Good to see you, Dan.
Hey, Mick. Good to see you, and greetings to all of your listeners from the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Yeah, and yes, it is fun to be in person. You see the smiles from one end of this building to the other, and it is really, really fun to see.
Yeah. Now, last time I talked to you, I think you were at the special session in Bismarck.
I was.
And I guess everything got nailed down okay when it comes to grain growers?
Well, you know something, Mick, I think agriculture came out very well in the special session, and quite honestly, it came out very, very well in the regular session. You know, the Ag Products Development Center, which is now the Peltier Complex, is a reality. They broke ground and everything like that. That's so exciting. It was a top priority of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. And now when you take a look at what happened in the special session, you know, road and bridge infrastructure in the state, you know, in both at the state level, county level, as well as the township level, so critically important. There's some help out there for the ethanol industry. That's really important. Grand Farm, for example, technology, ag technology, got some help. So there's all in all, I think we did very, and research and extension came out. There's always room for more, obviously. Yeah. but at the same time, I think that we did very, very well, and I commend the decision makers in North Dakota.
All right, and we visited last hour with Shane Isney, Minnesota Farm Bureau, about the rural urban divide in the legislature in Minnesota. That's a problem in North Dakota too, isn't it?
Well, you're going to see the rural urban split. Yeah, you know, and that's gone on for, you know, decades and everything like that. Mick, it's going to be different. You know, they redistricted in the special session. There were a few. I'm not sure as to how many rural districts had to be eliminated because of the population stipulations, but nonetheless, it just is a wake up call to agriculture to say, hey, we need to reach across to our urban friends because we're all in this together. I mean, we all eat, and that comes from North Dakota. And North Dakota farms and ranches, and so we've got to work together on these policy issues because there's some big policy issues coming. You know, 2023 is just around the corner. That's when the next legislative session in North Dakota happens. The Farm Bill 2023. That's when that's going to happen. We got to be ready, and we got to be working with everyone to make sure that our voices are heard.
So it's not an us versus them mentality, because a lot of support for ag programs and ag dollars that come out of the state is going to come from those urban legislators and senators. I mean, you got to get them on our side.
Absolutely. You know, we heard the other day from Colin Peterson that on the Agriculture Committee in the House, the National House, there isn't one member that has experience in production agriculture.
Wow.
That tells us that we have to do a lot of reaching across to everyone to make sure that they know and understand what's going on out in these farms and in ranches, and make sure that that our voices are heard. The same can be said in North Dakota. You know, the Ag Products Development Center, the Peltier Complex, doesn't come just because of agriculture. It took everybody to get that done, and that was rural and urban. But I believe that the urban people recognize, just as the rural people did, that this is a regional This has a regional reach. This has an international reach. And so it's good for the state and good for all of its citizens. And that's what we got to do. And conversely, when we see programs such as nutrition programs, we've got to embrace that as well, Mick, and make sure that those nutrition programs are funded and funded properly.
Sure. The school lunch programs, the breakfast in schools. I mean, you think, hey, doesn't mom cook breakfast anymore? But in a lot of cases, no.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, that toast came from a North Dakota wheat field, man, and everything like that. So, I mean, So there's a little inherent thing here about, promoting those. But so they're going to eat the products that we create.
Yeah.
And so how about those apples? I mean, that's pretty fun.
Bridging that divide, though, is something that the North Dakota Grain Growers has been doing for a long time. With an example, the reverse e-tour. You've been getting the Protection Agency bureaucrats out of D.C.'s cubicles and out on a grain farm in North Dakota.
Well, that's what we do, Mick. We call it our e-tour, our environmental tours, and we bring folks from Washington, D.C., EPA individuals from Washington, D.C., as well as from Denver, and we bring them in to observe North Dakota's environmental stewardship. We're proud of what we do. Our farmers and ranchers are proud of what they do. Our oil industry is proud of what it does. And so what we want to do is bring those folks out here to know and understand, number one, what we're doing and what agriculture is doing to protect the environment and work with the environment. At the same time, understand what challenges that they have, because they have challenges as well. And so it gets a better dialogue going, and we're really proud of it. We've done that for 27 years.
Oh, wow.
And it was unfortunate we couldn't do it because of COVID. Couldn't do it in 2021. But nonetheless, we certainly are planning to do it in the end of June in 2022. And you got to build bridges. And that's what we're trying to do.
A lot of farmers may not even realize that work on the next farm bill has already begun. In fact, it probably began right after the ink wasn't even dry on the last farm bill. So with North Dakota Grain Growers, what are top policy issues that you're going to be working on?
Well, of course, crop insurance is a top priority of ours, and because of all the variability in our climate. Goodness, you saw that in 2021. There were areas of the state that have never had a crop the way that they had this year. At the same time, there are other areas of the state that had a crop they never want to see again.
Yeah.
In terms of lack of yield and things like that. So we're going to be doing that. We're you were talking with our first vice president, Ed Kessel. He's deeply involved in some of the sustainability issues, such as RIPE and others. So we're doing that. We're part of the Midwest Ag Coalition, which Colin Peterson and Bill Northey have put together. That's there to influence what's going on in the Farm Bill, working very, very closely with the North Dakota Congressional Delegation. And we make most of that come together with Jim Callen, who does such a wonderful job. He is our lobbyist, James Callen and Associates. He's our lobbyist for the North Dakota Grain Growers out in Washington, D.C., because we think it's so critically important to have North Dakota voices out there when these policy decisions are being driven and are being made.
All right, and you represent the grain growers, and corn is a grain.
Well, we contract with the North Dakota Wheat Commission and the North Dakota Barley Council to do their domestic policy issues on the state and federal government, on state and federal levels, and so we're involved in Bismarck, we're involved in Washington, D.C., and we work very, very closely with our counterparts in corn, soybean, sugar, canola, sunflower. Hey, Stockman's Association and others.
Yeah.
Because again, it's a community, and by working together, I think we can influence positive policy changes that are good for everybody.
Absolutely, and that was the point I was trying to make. If you grow the crop, join the club.
Absolutely, we'd welcome them.
North Dakota Grain Growers. The website to do that, Dan.
www.ndgga.com.
Gotcha.
Come and check us out. And check us out on Facebook and also on Twitter and Instagram.
Thank you, Dan Wogsland, Grain Growers. Back after this on Farm Talk.